Hey, sexy. You know what time it is? It's time for Nani Gets No Night. We finally have enough questions. So let's jump into it, shall we? Let's see. The first question I have is from Anonymous. They ask, hey Kay, I've recently listened to your kink list. What makes people into water sports? I read it's either submission factors or intimacy. Thanks. Yeah, I think that's probably the answers for both of it. I think there's definitely an intimacy aspect to water sports. There's also like a control and a dominance factor too, and definitely submission. I think it falls on like the degradation and humiliation side of the spectrum more than anything, personally. I think, at least I look at it as like a, it's like a control and dominance. It's part of that. It's like sphere of control and dominance. Yeah. I don't know. There's something about it. Typically, I'm not the one requesting it. I am the one being requested. So, I don't know if I'm the one to ask. Same with choking, you know. I'm usually not the one who's requesting to choke someone. They're usually the ones requesting to be choked. So, yeah. From my end, it feels like a dominance aspect. It's like they want to be dominated in this way and humiliated and degraded in a certain way. But, yeah, for me, it is... I think that there's definitely an intimacy there for me, at least, from my side. Yeah, there's something about it. But anyway, thank you for your question. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Anonymous asks, describe your favorite type of lingerie or sexiest outfit for the mood. Okay. High socks. Skirt with no underwear, some kind of top that's like very like minimal, but not a bra. It has to be a shirt with no bra underneath. That'd be my go-to. That would be knee-jerk reaction. That would be my answer for sure. Thank you for your question. Anonymous asks, do you like being called daddy? And if so, why? Yeah, daddy, sir. Master occasionally, but I don't really love master. Do you like being called daddy? Yeah, I do. I think it's like intimate and protective in all the right ways. And I just love it. It just sounds right. I don't know. When you hear a submissive like say it, it just, there's nothing better. It hits different. I can't even put it into words. It's just the feeling when you hear it, like, yeah, it's like fulfilling, like, I don't know, it makes you feel whole. Yeah, I think that's like the best way to explain it. Thank you for the question. I really appreciate it. Anonymous asks, being an introvert yourself, do you like more introverted or extroverted women? Do you like them more confident or more shy? I think I'm really drawn to confident women. But I think I'm more typically drawn to introverts, although I tend to date a lot of extroverts, but introverts are, I think me and introverts tend to vibe better. There's no real preference here in terms of the spectrum. It's just who you are and if I fall for you, you know, I find out after the fact whether you're an introvert or an extrovert, you know. I fall for you for other reasons typically. But if I had to like pick one, I think I'd probably pick a confident introvert would be my answer. But yeah, thank you for the question. Sarah asks, how often are you in your sub side versus your dom side? I'm a switch too. And I was just wondering, I'm typically more submissive. So Sarah, I am almost exclusively dominant. I don't really show my submissive side too much. I think there's only been, it's probably a handful of women in my life who've ever made me submissive. It's a very, very, very short list. It takes a lot to make me submissive. And it's not about being like overwhelmingly controlling or dominant. It's like a very, you got to know exactly the levers to switch and exactly like the stuff to do to get me there. And it's really hard. It's not easy. Which is why it's super rare to get like a submissive audio out of me. But yeah, it's tricky. So I'm typically a dom usually. So yeah. Thank you for the question, Sarah. I really appreciate it. The next question is from Changus. I think I said that right. I probably didn't. I'm so sorry if I didn't say it right. Are you typically a dude who's easily turned on, like from thigh rubs, whispering, and other simple things? Yeah. I mean, I think if you indicate to me that you're looking for something, my body tends to respond rapidly to your invitations. I'll put it that way. Yeah. Thank you for the question. Let's see. Mimosa asks, "Hey, how are you? Have you ever received complaints after filming Not Safe Work videos? I noticed how your bed makes a lot of noise." I was wondering if your neighbors ever complained about it. I've been very lucky. No, not yet. Not yet. I'm much quieter filming and Not Safe for Work than I am actually having sex. So it's a saving grace, I think. Thank you for the question, Mimosa. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Anonymous asks, "Hey Knight, your fondness for eating girls out is astounding." I don't think it's astounding, but I appreciate it. "More so because I'm a person who personally doesn't enjoy being eaten out. I love to give but not receive. I know you said it's baffling, but I'm super self-conscious about it. For me, it feels like I'm being super exposed and vulnerable, and it's scary. I guess I don't like it being the center of attention in that way, but your audios are intriguing and intense, and I'm craving that. I have no idea how to suddenly tell my partner, 'Hey, so can you eat me out?' I'm scared of his reaction. He might find it daunting and it might take too long." Well, I'm trying to think where to start here. One, I appreciate that this opened your eyes to how wonderful it is to get eaten out, because, oh my God, it's so much fun. Literally the funnest thing. Literally just put my face between legs. Great. I've heard that complaint from a lot of women, that they don't want, they it feels very vulnerable for a man to be down there by like a place that's so intimate. Like there's all these like things about being self-conscious and all this stuff, and I get that. That makes complete sense. But I've never ever been down there and been like, "God damn, this is taking too long." I am like you're down there, you're like savoring every fucking second down there. You're like enjoying yourself. You're just like happy to be there, you know? At least from my perspective. I think you can have an open discussion with your partner about it, and I think it might lead to something that you might really enjoy. So if you want to take the jump, take the leap, which I know is scary, and I don't minimize that at all, because it is a scary leap, to be vulnerable like that. But I think the payoffs are worth it. So, I hope that helps. Thank you for asking the question. I really appreciate it. Anonymous asks, in that same vein, "Do you prefer giving or receiving oral?" I like giving it. I mean, receiving is great. Don't get me wrong. I love getting fucking head. But giving is just so much fun. I fucking love being between a woman's legs. I don't know. It's just so nice. Just like grabbing her thighs and just like, Either like her on her back or her on all fours. Oh my God, all fours are so good. Yeah, eating pussy is great. I don't know. I'm sorry. It's just so much fun. It's like the best thing to do. I don't know. If I could just do that full time. let's see. Oh, thank you for your question, by the way. Yeah. Yeah, the answer is yeah. I love eating pussy. Of course I do. Anonymous asks, "Hey Knight, two questions. One, does a girl's height matter to you? And two, what do you think about hypersexual women or girls?" Height doesn't matter. Yeah, you can be taller or shorter than me. I don't care. That doesn't affect me at all. I have enough confidence to be fine with a woman who is well taller than me. That's fine. And what do you think about hypersexual women? Yeah, I've dated a lot of hypersexual women. It's fine. I'm used to it. Do you have a high sex drive? Let's find out. I'm all down for it. Thank you for the question. The next question is from Anonymous as well. Anonymous asks, "If you were dating you and me, would you still let me watch my porn?" Yeah. "Can I watch it with you?" Is my follow-up, I guess. Can I be part of it? Because if I can, I'd love that. Let's see. Anonymous asks, has anyone ever pegged you before? Has anyone offered to peg you? Have you ever considered being pegged? It's so funny. I don't know why people are trying to peg me all the time. This is not the first offer to be pegged I've gotten. Yeah, I have turned down every offer to get pegged. I don't know why. There's been a lot of women who've been like, I really want to peg you really badly. Yeah, no, I've never taken them up on the offer to be pegged. Yeah. I don't think that's going to be my foray into anal play. It would be me getting pegged. So, yeah, I don't know. I have not considered it. Not in any kind of serious capacity, no. I think it's just too intimidating. Yeah, I don't know. I appreciate the question, though. Let's see. Anonymous asks, have you ever taken Viagra before? Yeah, I did. Not because I needed to, just because I wanted to see what it would do. And yeah, it works as intended. Yeah. Let's see. Carlisle asks, do you prefer rough or gentle sex? I mean, I think they both have a time and a place. I think gentle sex is a time and place. I think rough sex is a time and place. I think I prefer... Funnily enough, I think I prefer soft and gentle. I think that's changed. I think when I was younger, I think rough was like, that was sex to me. But I think as I've gotten older, I think like, rough has a place, obviously it does. Like getting fucking, just pounding someone has a place. But I think slow and gentle has like, I don't know, has taken on a new definition for me in a way that I really like. So yeah. Yeah, I really appreciate the question, Carlisle. Let's see. In one of your get to know, oh, this is from Anonymous. In one of your get to knows, you said you were okay with period sex. Out of sheer curiosity, where would it be most likely to take place? In bed, the shower, the kitchen, or any other area you think of? Yeah, it doesn't really change. Like, you being on your period doesn't really change where you have sex. I mean, maybe. Like, we won't do it on, like, a white couch or, like, our white bed sheets. But, yeah, I mean, we might. We can put that on a towel. I don't really give a fuck. Like, I don't have a problem making a mess. So yeah, really wherever you're comfortable with it and you're, and cause I'm open. It's just a question of where does your openness begin and end and how comfortable you are. But yeah, we can do whatever we want. I don't care. There are no rules to it. So, if we're both in the mood and it just kind of happens, we can just do it on the sheets. We'll just get new sheets. It's fine. Let's make memories. That's fine. Yeah. So. I don't know. It doesn't really matter to me. It's like, yeah, for me, her period is more about, is she comfortable? Is she okay? More than it is about a limiting factor about where we can have sex or how we can have sex and all that kind of other stuff. Like the only limiting factor is her comfort. So I hope that answers the question. I think I did. I appreciate it. Thank you for asking it. Kiki asks, do you actually talk to your SO the way you do in your audios? Yeah, of course I do. That's basically the template for what you're hearing is my interactions with current partners, previous partners, all that kind of good stuff. You're like getting a peek into like the dynamics in my life. So yeah, appreciate the question, Kiki. Amar asks, hey Knight, I hope you're doing well. When you're having sex, do you prefer having music in the background or not? I've gotten really into music lately. I typically wasn't, but now I more am, Amara. I'm listening to music quite frequently now. I think when I was younger, I listened to music a lot. Then it was like a big period where I was like, no music. And then now I'm back into music again. Yeah, so. Thank you for the question, Amara. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Anonymous asks. Do you like it when a girl throws it back during doggy style? Yes. All right, last question from Anonymous. They ask, aftercare, after a rough scene, what is your go-tos? I mean, first it's kisses, cuddles, holding. Those are the immediates. I would probably be unbinding her in any kind of, if she's bound in any way, handcuffs, gag, blindfolded, I don't know. Dealer's choice. I take off those bindings and also make sure her like hands and her like wrists and her arms are all okay. You know, check her ass, make sure that the spanks weren't too hard, and if they're a little bruised, give them kisses or ice pack if it's really bad. Unless she wants the bruising, in which case we'll see. Maybe I'll let her keep it. I don't know. It depends. I also checked to make sure I didn't hickey her too hard or bite her down too hard, because I definitely am a biter. I can definitely bite, so I just need to make sure I didn't bite too hard anywhere. And the whole time I'm just, reassuring her, reminding her that she belongs to me, that she's owned, and that I love her and I'm here to take care of her and that she's mine. A lot of like stroking her hair, holding her close to me, just typical aftercare stuff. A lot of whispering. She usually falls asleep, typically afterwards. Usually, yeah. Especially after, usually after rough sessions, submissives tend to fall asleep or get sleepy, which is fine. Which is, it's like a perfect time to take a little nap and close her eyes, get her stuffy, and just nap with me. And I'll probably like watch something and hang out with her while she's sleeping, because I don't know. I rarely nap. I'm a bad napper, so I can't nap. But yeah, that is aftercare in a nutshell, typically, usually. Yeah. I hope that answers your question. I really appreciate it. And with that brings us to the end of Naughty Get to Know Night. If you have a question and you'd like an answer, there should be a link down the doobly-doo where you can ask me whatever naughty question you like. We need more naughty questions, so if you have any naughty questions, feel free to ask. Yeah. So with that brings us to the end. I hope you guys have a great, great, great rest of your day. I'll talk to you later. Bye now, sexy.